Ever since I got to Cleveland, I've been having this strange recurring dream. And it always starts the same. I'm in the water, hanging suspended, and it's deep water. And it's dark, I can't see anything. The water is the same temperature as my body. It feels pleasant. My hair is just gently swaying. And then I feel a little bit of cold on my legs. And at first I think it feels sort of nice. And then a little bit more cold. And then slowly I realize that something huge is moving underneath me. I start to freak out and I start to try to get away. But I can't get anywhere. The water isn't moving and I feel the coldness coming up, more and more coldness. Like the thing is getting closer and closer. So I start to thrash and I open my mouth to scream, but the icy water rushes in. It hits the back of my throat and zooms down into my stomach. I feel it fill me up. And then it zigzags its way through my intestines like a cold knife. And just before it gets to the back of my asshole, I wake up. And my dick is always hard.
Is it time to talk?
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Is anybody listening?
You're all in your underwear.
Dean, no. Here, let's try. Let's start again. Ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Tell me what Dream Boy is about. Is it about a boy?
It's not about a boy.
I need you to take this cake.
What, to who?
You don't know him yet.
It's got drag queens. There's also some creepy little nocturnal Girl Scouts.
Good morning.
Good. Wait, though, it's just after midnight.
Technically morning.
There's a murderous zebra.
Zoe. The zebra.
I was a songwriter first, and then I talk a lot in between songs, so people were like, hey, maybe you're doing theater. And then the theater people were like, it's great, it's definitely theater, we don't want to look at you. Try a podcast.
I went to college for a few years for like classical composition, and I tried to write that kind of serious classical music, very atonal classical music, and I just wasn't any good at it, and I think at the end, I got fed up.
I sort of rebelled from that and went all the way in the other direction and kind of was like, you know, fuck it. Can you say fuck on the internet? You can say fuck. That's where all the fucks live.
Yes.
Yeah. So I said, fuck it. I'm gonna like gravitate towards what makes me feel feelings. And what, I'm just like any other person. What makes me feel feelings is when, you know, when that spaceship takes off in ET, when they fly over that moon, I have feelings. I don't know about you. And so I started studying screenplay formulas and I was interested in that structure because it was such a pill that people were used to swallowing that, like, I figured if I could put other content into that pill, people would swallow it, like murderous zebras and gay sex in Cleveland. Dream Boy.
Dream Boy.
I make a hell of a pasta rigatoni, and I'm a good kisser. Listen to my podcast.